This is Dave Young, and you're listening to Magnus Rush. Welcome back, everybody, to episode 2 of the podcast. I am super excited about the future of podcasting, and I'm excited about what we can do together to add tremendous value to the space. In this podcast, I talk about the problems and pains of podcasting and some possible solutions from a listener's perspective. The very best of those solutions are being built into Magnus Rush, which is a new podcast app and platform I'm creating to make it all happen. Today we're going to talk about another major feature of the app, and that's called an easy action. They create effective, measurable calls to action in Magnus Rush. Before we get started, time for a quick update from the development side of things. Over the holidays, when not playing Roblox with the kids or creating cupcake challenge videos, and trust me, that was a nasty experience I hope never to repeat, I've been working really hard banging out tasks on the mobile app. When I first planned out the app and SaaS app, I set up about 238 user stories and created some epics in the project planning app called Clubhouse. Epics are high-level groupings of things I want to get done, and stories are individual features which break down into tasks. I'm doing these things solo, so I don't always make tasks for each story that I make. However, each day I do crank through a list of things and I queue up more work to be done tomorrow. This has been really helpful so far in kind of keeping me on track and giving me an idea of what I have ahead of me and helping the project move along pretty quickly. I spent the first few days of the project basically just spinning things up. That means setting up a new app in Unity, which is the tool that I'm using to create the mobile app for Android and iOS. And also created the server platform in the cloud. I'm using DigitalOcean to host everything, made a new Node app and some databases and things like that. I call that just spin up. I also took the time to create a bunch of different accounts for Stripe and Facebook and Instagram, all that for Magnus Rush to set up the sort of the branding and marketing. And that was just part of the spin up for the project in general. That allowed me to start actually creating things. So today I'm about 3% done for the SaaS app and 20% done for the mobile app MVP. The MVP stands for Minimally Viable Product, and that means it's something that I'm not proud to show, but is complete enough for people to use. And they say if you're not embarrassed by your first MVP release, then you release too late. Right now I'm targeting end of January to get that out. A lot of the work on the mobile app in the beginning was just getting a user interface designed using Adobe, kind of testing it out for feel on my mobile device, and then translating that design into Unity, where I'm doing the actual work. Adobe has been really neat for me to sort of just quickly, off graph paper, which I usually use to design things, set up some quick little button groups and this and that, and then figure out how things are going to interact and bring up different screens and whatnot. That's a design tool. It doesn't have much functionality, but it let me play around with some different concepts. After that, I was able to actually export that into an Adobe PDF, bring that onto my mobile phone so I could get a feel for where the buttons were laid out and how they felt to me, and then actually take those pictures and lay them into Unity to build my UI. So I don't know if any of you have ever worked on a mobile app, but this is a really neat way to sort of design and then build things on top of that design. And so far, it's been super useful to me to do things this way. So getting all those things into Unity helped very much in setting up the different screens I wanted to have and placeholder buttons for features that I want to have. And in the meantime, I've been working on the backend and API to do things like search for podcasts, retrieve episode listings, etc. I just kind of cranked through all that UI work to see what I had to work with. And I was able to take it all the way through to having a basic working podcast app. The interesting thing is that aside from some playlist and show discovery features or the way people download episodes, this is pretty much where most other podcast apps sit and stay for the duration of their life cycles. From here, I will be moving to finish up the basics like rewind, fast forward, etc. It's a basic account and library saving. Then it's time to build up the features which truly give Magnus Rush its unique value proposition. So these are the things that I want to build as a listener. I'll be trying to actually try them out in the car while driving to make sure that I'm really nailing it and building things which matter. When not coding and working on UI, I've been busy in the meantime, hanging out on Reddit and in the Facebook groups, reading everything I can and learning more and more about the pains of podcasting. I actually see a lot of recurring talks about building audience, finding guests, and monetizing shows, the pros and cons of each. And people just basically, in my mind, when I'm reading this stuff, begging for new solutions, which really fuels my fire. And I feel like I'm sort of a frontline witness to the problems in the community among podcast creators. Again, I'm still targeting the end of January for an app MVP and to begin onboarding shows. Okay, so on to the pain point we are discussing today. Here's a quick reminder, too. If you have a show that you'd like to enhance with Magnus Rush, or if you're listening to this episode and you say, I want to get involved with this, I want to be an early adopter, let me know. I'll have my contact information in the show notes and at the end of the show as well. So the first pain point involves calls to action, or CTA. First, let me tell you the pain point from a listener's perspective. How many times on your show do you plug a website or a product or a guest? Most of the time, the thing that you're talking about is a digital property. And it's something like an audiobook or actual book on Amazon that just came out, or it's a website or a podcast or a course or a webinar. Basically, something that could be clicked into, downloaded, or purchased online. And if it was on a website, you'd have buttons and links where you could track and see what people are doing. So most podcasts, especially those which have guests, have a lot of these calls to action embedded in them. However, the majority of listeners will not heed the calls to action. And it's not that they don't want to. A lot of these people are your loyal listeners, and they like your content. They like what you talk about. But for approximately 66% of people listening to the show on a commute, they may hear the call to action and say, man, I want to check that out. But they can't. They're driving. So what percentage of people that want to take that action are going to be at risk of not doing that? You ever think about that? Well, here are a couple of things that are sort of in the way, the barriers for them doing that. First, you're driving, so you need to get where you're going. That could be work or if you're traveling or whatever. Then you actually need to be in a good mindset, just in your head, to remember to follow up. Like, oh yeah, I heard that. I want to go check it out, depending on how urgent it was to you. And for most of us, we may be listening to like two or three other podcasts after yours, or switched out to an audiobook, or to the radio, or took a phone call or whatever. Then we need to sort of remember which show it was, which episode, go look through the show notes, and hopefully, you know, the podcast creator put that stuff in the show notes in a way that can be clicked on or is easy to get to. I mean, that's a lot of hoops to jump through just to act on a call to action. This, in my mind, is totally unnecessary. I mean, think about it. You did the groundwork for this guest or whatever it is. You're plugging things to promote them. It's going to increase somebody's sales, you hope. Increase their listenership. And you genuinely believe the call to action is interesting and appropriate to your audience. You took the time to make that decision ahead of time because you want to do right by your listeners. So your listeners lose, your guests lose, and in the end, you lose when people can't capitalize on those calls to action. I mean, as a listener, I experience this all the time, and it is super frustrating. The solution I am building to this call to action problem is called an easy action. With easy actions, the things you call out on the show are going to pop up in their feed when they're listening. The listener can choose on the spot to add the item to their My Stuff area, add them all at once or individually or whatever. They'll be reminded of it at the end of the week. They can use a voice command or a button to do that. From your side, you get to see both the saving of the action and when somebody actually clicks on that easy action. So now you'll have a measurable statistic to see how those calls to actions are performing. You can go share the information with your guests, or if there wasn't a guest, you can at least understand how effective you are at delivering that call to action, and so improve your delivery and your content over time. Think about what that could mean to your overall business model or goal for the show. I mean, how could it help your listeners get more value out of a show? The value you're desperately trying to deliver and are putting hours of your time every week into delivering. I'm thinking about two basic ways to define these easy actions. The first would be to sort of auto mine the show notes, and that could maybe help go a long way if things are called out with like Twitter handles or links or whatever. But I wouldn't quite know if it was a person or a book or a website or whatever, so we wouldn't really have a good way to classify those. The second way would be have you use the Magnus Rush platform to define the actions for each episode and help specify what the calls to action are. Then all you have to do is just remind your listeners from time to time to listen with the Magnus Rush app to get more value out of your show. It's not going to take many listeners at all to help validate this concept for you and figure out what's working and what's not. So these lists of easy actions will be associated with your podcast, not part of your RSS feed because that's not part of the spec, right? but they'll be part of what's hosted with each episode on our site. We won't host the episodes, but we'll host this extra information, this stuff that enhances your podcasts. And we'll go around with your podcast whenever somebody listens using the Magnus Rush app. So that's basically the second feature I have in mind, which will make the lives of listeners way more complete and really get that value that you're already trying to deliver. The next feature we're going to be talking about in the next episode are going to be reactions. And these are going to be ways for us to capture and measure what a listener is going through while they're listening to your show. What's interesting is that I have been downloading and looking at as many podcast apps as I can find to see who's doing what, who's innovating. And what I find is it just blows my mind. Most apps are just offering different techniques for building playlists or downloading and scheduling shows. Now, sometimes there are some nice options for show discovery, but that's about it. I am seeing very little signs that new innovative things are being built out there to enhance your shows, to bring more value to you and your listeners. Most companies are just looking to sell you stats, which may not really help you, or inject ads, because that's kind of one of the only ways people could think of when it comes to monetize a podcast. But is that really the way that we can repay creators of art, is to inject ads? I don't think so. So with measurable value. Now, the IAB has recently started to take a real close look at podcasts and figure out how ads can be used and measured on podcasts. We're going to give you different things you can use to measure value. With measurable value, you have a new value proposition you can offer your sponsors and guests. One which can actually justify the CPM you're getting for ads, or even lead us to develop a cost per action model in the future, based on what kind of offer engagement you know you can deliver. For example, if you know that on average, if you deliver a book recommendation and 12% of your listenership actually clicks on or saves those things and goes back and does them later, you'll be able to capture that and be able to say, yes, this is what happens. You won't have to just rely on, well, we think our listeners kind of like this stuff, or that's a general demographic of our audience. No, you'll have the actual numbers ahead of you, so you'll know if something is a waste of your time and would deliver real value to a guest or a potential sponsor. If you'd like to get involved with the project as a show or an early listener, please reach out. You can find me at magnusrush.com. You can email me at dave@magrush.co. You can find me on Twitter at Magnus Rush. You can find me on the Magnus Rush Facebook group. And I'm also posting about my trials and tribulations over on the Indie Hacker website. That about wraps things up for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're getting as excited as I am about podcasting's future. And until the next episode, everybody, this is Dave Young, and you've been listening to Magnus Rush.